Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Muruti Rabuluko.
How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you. How are you, sir?
Can't complain.
Yeah. I hope your day's been fine.
Well, it's always full of challenges, but
yeah.
What can we say? We learn through such.
Which city are you now? Khabaroni?
Yeah, currently I'm in Khabaroni.
Ah, fantastic. Yes. How's the weather there? It's hot?
Our winters are always hot.
I can imagine. So we're going to be with you this week, Pastor, 15:30, yes, Monday to Friday. And of course, this week we're focusing on a very important theme and a critical theme throughout the entire scripture, that is the call to fear God. And so we want to understand this week what exactly it means and how do we display that fear in our lives. And of course, today we are going to be focusing on just definitions as well as drawing a comparison between the picture painted of God in the Old versus the New Testament. And so we'll just conclude this week on those. So, Pastor, what does it mean then to fear God? How should we understand that to be meaning?
Yes. To fear God will also depend in the context on which the word was used in the scripture.
Mm.
But generally, if just to make an overview, to fear God is not about being afraid of God or being scared of God. To fear God has connotations of reverence in them, have connotations of respect.
Mm-hmm.
And awe. So you would look at it from the Old Testament and the New Testament, but the underlying message is the same.
Lovely. Now, where in the Bible are we called to fear God? And I understand you basically saying the underlying message there is a reverence for God, but where do we get that from Scripture?
Yes, there are quite a number of texts we can pick the fear of God from. From the Old Testament, you will be looking at Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 10. I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children.
Mm.
And when you go on to the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, let us drive grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
So you look at those, you know, when you are scared, when you are afraid, you cannot teach, you cannot listen in a manner that is understandable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when you know what you are doing is to show respect and love and awe and reverence, you then know that what you are doing is something that can be replicated, or someone can look at and say, I would love to be like that person because of the way they carry themselves when they come before the Lord or when they do godly things. So it's all about indeed loving, revering, and being respectful to the supreme being.
The King Solomon seems to be stretching it. He says, when he concludes his story, he then says, let us now conclude the matter, and he says, fear God.
And
give him glory.
Fear God and keep his commandments.
And keep his commandments. And he closes it off that sentence by saying, he says, for this is the whole duty of men.
This is the whole duty of man, yes.
What? Please just unpack that piece for us. Because he says that the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. So he says that that's the whole duty of man. Please unpack.
It is important also to read that text, understanding exactly how God created man.
Mm-hmm.
God created man not as a snake, not as a fly, not as a dog or a cat.
Mm.
God created man in his image. And when he looked at man, and his response was that it was good. In fact, it was very good. Therefore, men ought to know who is his creator.
Mm.
Men ought to know that to show his appreciation, to show that indeed I am not my own, I was not created in my own image, I have to give reverence and respect to him who created me. And I was not created to entertain myself or to entertain anyone else, but I was created in order to show people who is God and to glorify him in his being and in his greatness. The element now that comes in talking of commandments, you look at the commandments themselves, that like most of us would say, that is the character of who God is. In the first four, he says, I am. I am. It's all about God. And then the last part, up to the 10th one, is all about we and how we relate to each other. So it's God first, and anything else is secondary. The whole duty of man is all about revering God and ensuring that we gain wisdom from indeed worshiping him in spirit, and ensuring that all our deeds are aligned to that which is his will.
Yeah. Now, the Bible, especially in the New Testament, paints a picture of God, in the person of Christ, as a meek and humble figure, you know, turning the other cheek when slapped. That doesn't particularly sound like somebody to be reverenced or fearsome being, does it? How do we reconcile this a gentle, you know, almost weak kind of Jesus and the no-nonsense God of the Old Testament?
Yeah. I wish that before we read the Bible, all that we knew was the Bible and nothing else.
Mm, mm.
But having watched the Bruce Lee movies and everything else, we know that I can't turn a cheek to you.
Mm-hmm.
You hit me once, the next thing you'll get is that you are on your back on the ground.
Yeah.
So our perspective is skewed. We don't look at things from God's perspective.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If we were to look at things from God's perspective, we would know that that is strength. Mona Musoto would say, when someone comes to you violently and you become humble and really lower yourself, by so doing, you kill off their spirit of anger and violence.
Mm.
So, you know, when you talk of meekness and God not showing that no-nonsense posture which we saw in the Old Testament, this is what would like to show us that much as, and by the way, you'll also see the same God who seemed meek in the Gospels, and in Revelation, is that God who is angry again, and he talks of drinking that cup of his wrath. So we see the God in who we saw as the no-nonsense God in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. Now we see him also in the New Testament, and there we see him portraying certain elements teaching us, you know, those are teachings that we should also understand that our God, whom is a no-nonsense God, is a loving God, who will give you time, who is patient, who is long-suffering. He will give you time to think through who you intend to be, what you intend to achieve, and also give you time to rethink of certain things that you want to do, which will hurt or harm you. So the same God who is meek is the same God who is a no-nonsense God, is the same God who is tough, is the same God who is a consuming fire. So he's not the weak God. He's a God who is loving. And you portray such posture when the time calls for such. And when it calls for him to be a no-nonsense God, he'll be straight. And when he depicts such, he will leave lessons of wisdom where you know that I have to do this and not this. Mm. And for me to be doing things according to his will, this is how I ought to do it. King Solomon puts it right. Chapter 12, 13. He says, that is the whole duty of man. Whole fear God and keep his commandments. And his commandments are clear. You do as per his will.
Yeah, that's indeed our duty. Well, Pastor, we're going to be wrapping up this conversation. We're talking about the fear of the Lord. What is it that you'd like to tell the listener to look forward to this week? I mean, we're going to be discussing this topic. And of course, we just went through the preliminaries today. Perhaps some of the themes that you know, the listeners may look forward to as we're going to be taking this further tomorrow and the days after.
Yes, I would love for them to not think of God as a punitive God. Let us come and share calmly this true God whom we are told to fear, but not be afraid of. Let us come to the cross and understand that the God whom we are being called to fear is the God who blesses in fear, that is, in reverence, in awe, in love and in respect. That is the God who gives respect. So we shall be talking about the fear of God throughout this week. And let us have our thinking caps on and have that spirit of re-education. If we come before the throne of God with a spirit that wants to learn, he will give us new lessons from the old school. He will re-educate us and remold us for us to see him from his eyes, not through our eyes. Let us have that time this week to know what is meant by to fear God. Not being afraid or scared of God, but fearing him, loving him, respecting him, and revering him.
Beautiful stuff there. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Indeed, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. And of course, looking forward to already you know, having another conversation as we delve deeper into this subject. But for this afternoon, truly, truly appreciate your coming through. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much and have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.